The City of Victoria will once again take the lead on Canada Day celebrations after approving a $350,000 contribution to the annual day-long event. The city had already budgeted $100,000 toward the country's birthday bash in 2024, but agreed to the higher amount Thursday, though staff have been asked to explore additional partnerships and sponsorships. Chris Coleman acknowledged the expenditure will cost taxpayers an estimated additional 0.15% on the average property tax bill. But we also have a responsibility as a capital city to celebrate our part of this grand experiment of 156 years called Canada, he said. Between 2006 and 2021, the city worked with production companies to plan, fund and execute Canada Day celebrations. Money has come from the city, federal government and business sponsorships. Before 2006, the event was run for 30 years by the Intercultural Association of Greater Victoria. This year's event, which returned to the legislature lawns after the 2022 edition was held at Ship Point, was organized by the nonprofit Penmar Community Arts Society and produced by the Blue Coast Event Group. A staff report noted that while this year's Canada Day festivities were well received, an increase in funding is required to maintain the quality and scope of the celebration. $350,000 is the new $250,000, Jeff Day, the city's senior cultural planner, told council Thursday. Day noted that costs have increased across the board and corporate sponsorships are becoming more difficult to procure. This year, event organizers had to scramble to find a new partner after the main sponsor, Mayfair Shopping Centre owners Central Walk Holdings Limited, pulled out. Just weeks before the event, EF International Language Campuses stepped in to take over. Staff said the $350,000 total budget should be adequate to fully fund a more polished production, with higher profile performers and a larger stage, without corporate sponsorships or risk to community partners. The fact is we want to build a platform that has the local residents come and say, "Man, we live in a glorious city," said Coleman. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.